I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And you may be saying, Dr. Bill, are you doing a secret show at night? Yes, well, it is night. And let me see if I can put a little more light on the situation. It's too much. Let's get it over here. There we go. That's a little better. But at any rate, it's been one of those last couple of weeks. You know what I'm saying? Last week, the show had to be put off because I had a hard drive in my personal workstation die. I had to replace that. Then I had to completely rebuild the system. You might say, well, Dr. Bill, didn't you have backups? I had backups of the data. I didn't have backups of the build. Actually, I did actually have a backup, but it was so old, I might as well not have used it. Anyway, so I had to rebuild from scratch. Lots of fun there. So that took up the entire weekend. This weekend, I've had time change at the location where I work. They like to have downtime for Linux servers to be sure that they change the date during the time change. Now, I know some of you Linux folks out there going, what? Of course they change the date automatically for the time change. Yes. Yes, they do. And yet, there I was between 1 and roughly 3:30 in the morning, making sure that they did change time. And as I sent out an IM to them, yes, guess what? They changed time. So, I was up for no apparent reason last night. Gotta love that. But, you know, it's part of those being dedicated and doing what they want you to do at work. Yes. So, let's talk about some of the things that we've talked about on the blog. The blog, of course, is drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. Okay. Microsoft clarifies future rollout of Windows 10. Basically, they got into a bit of trouble because they said that they were going to, well, they didn't say, they were actually just going to do it without anybody paying any attention, but that didn't work out. They were going to just update people to Windows 10 whether they wanted it or not. Yes. And of course, people call them personal computers because they're personal. So that didn't go over. So anyway, they are changing the methodology that they're going to use to do the upgrade to Windows 10. They're going to publish it as a recommended update. Okay? So it will show up in your list of things that you should do for Windows Update, but it will be a recommended update. If you choose to ignore it, then they will be sad. So anyway, there you go. Smartphones and tablets are on the rise. Sales grow for those. However, all other devices have dropped off in terms of sales. Which this, of course, is the point that people were projecting would happen, that one day PCs would be dead. Some of them like to die on their own and have to be rebuilt. But anyway. But no, people like their tablets and their smartphones. And I can understand that, but sometimes you gotta have a PC, particularly if you're rendering a show, you know, from a video perspective, you gotta have enough power to do it. You just can't do that on a tablet. Okay? So you need something a little more powerful. But anyway, Pew Research Center has done a study, and they have basically said that those are the devices that are actually growing in sales as opposed to all others, PCs included. All right, here's one that is annoying. I'm a big, fan and purchaser on Amazon. And yet Amazon has decided to remove Apple TV and Google Chromecast from its store. And if you search for those devices, it will recommend its own Amazon Prime TV device. Yeah, I don't think that's how it works, Amazon. You should be more open to competition. Competition is what keeps everybody honest. Okay? I don't like this. Even the guy who wrote the article here said, Amazon's claim that the removal of the competing products is being done to avoid customer confusion appears disingenuous. That's a nice way of saying they lie through their teeth. Clearly, customers will only be more confused when they search for a product that they have a specific interest in buying, only discovered is nowhere to be found, and they've been redirected to another product manufactured by Amazon. While the company might earn a few more dollars by steering customers away from their original purchase interest to its own products, is that really worth the loss of goodwill when loyal customers realize they're being manipulated? And that's exactly what's happening. They're being manipulated. I don't like it. It's evil. Okay, Android and Chrome OS, will they merge and become one thing? Maybe. There's been a lot of discussion about that. There's been some articles like the one that I quoted here. Rumors about Google merging its two operating systems, Chrome and Android, will finally come true according to a new report. For the last 2 years, there have been reports of Google planning to merge its Chrome OS and Android, which has been confirmed by a report from the Wall Street Journal. Google will reportedly integrate Chrome OS and Android by 2017, and the name Chrome will no longer be used. Chromebooks will continue to be available, but under a different name, while the Chrome browser will continue to be available in the same name. That means that all functionalities of Chrome OS will be available in Android, and apart from smartphones, operating system will become available on other devices. I think they mean most popular, but they left that word out. At any rate, I find this mildly annoying, particularly if they do away with the Chrome OS, and in fact, that is the name of one of my shows, which is the Chromist Netcast. That would be quite annoying. But we'll see. All right, whoa! Fred is a little annoyed that he hasn't been included much in this Netcast, but that's because it's dark and I can't see him. You say, Dr. Bill, he's an imaginary friend. Yes, that makes it even more annoying when you can't see him. Got it? Okay. Anyway, the Geek Software of the Week this week is CPUID's Hardware Monitor Pro. Hardware Monitor Pro allows you to see what's going on with all your hardware. When I replaced my hard drive in my computer that had died, I had to remove the fan from the CPU because that's the only way I could slide the hard drive out and put the new one in. That's always annoying when you have to remove the fan. And so I was like, I wonder if my fan is still remaining efficient in its cooling capabilities. And I thought, you know, how am I going to find out? So I started looking for software that would tell me all about the innards of my computer and its capabilities. And sure enough, I ran across this program. This is CPUID's Hardware Monitor Pro, and it will show me the status of my fans, what RPMs they're turning at, like I care. And it shows me what I really wanted to know, the temperature of all the cores of my CPU. And I found out that it's doing okay. It's really doing okay. Also, I can find out the temperature that my NVIDIA GeForce 9400 GT video card is running. I can find out the various hardware pieces of things and the temperatures overall of the system. Lots of good things in this. So it's quite worthwhile. Now, it keeps getting darker because I waited so long to do the Netcast. You know, sometimes, some weeks you just don't feel it. You know, I mean, I've just had so much going on, and the late night and the tiredness and all of those things. And I just wasn't excited like I normally like to be. But sometimes the time gets away from you. You got to do it. I'm about to run out of all light. You know, and you might say, well, Dr. Bill, why don't you turn the lights on in the room? Well, I have issues there. I've got to get some work done. So anyway, better the house than me. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Anyway, join us next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.